Evening to one and all, folks, and you're at the Derry King Open Stage during Celtic Connections. Unfortunately, we're online, not live this year, as you know, but I've got a lovely group with me, the Caffey Orchestra, who consists of John, Cam, Martin and Ian. Three of the likely lads and lass are with us tonight, so good evening to you.
Good Hello. Evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
That's John bringing up the rear. Well, glad that you can make it in for a short interview just about your music. Now, you recently recorded, or is it the music got from your most recent recording that you sent in to me?
Yes, uh-huh. It's mostly John's most recent compositions and things we've just been trying to pull together during lockdown and practicing individually and then getting together when we can. So, yeah, this is our most recent.
Fantastic. Now, I'll get you to start off. What's the first tune that you would like us to do? I've got Annie's Waltz here, is that right?
That, we'll go straight in with that one.
And where did that come from, John?
Well, it's a little ditty I used to play when I was changing my mazurka strings. And I thought I would, it's more Celtic than it is gypsy jazz, but I thought I'd introduce it to the band, and it sits absolutely fine in the Caffey Orchestra set.
Fantastic. And have you been writing a lot during lockdown?
Quite a bit. Got quite a few ideas and a few written down and sort of kind of ongoing thing.
Excellent. Right, well, I'm going to get you to tell me about your next tune, which is Barking Mad, which I love the title of.
All right, Barking Mad it's a swing number with a bit of punch in it, but it's very tongue-in-cheek. But it's lovely to play on a live gig, that tune.
Excellent.
Gets a lot of laughs.
Definitely, name like that, Barking Mad. And of course, big influence obviously in Django Reinhardt. And Django 1937, I think, is your next track.
Uh-huh. It's a song we call Django, which I've put words to. And we've used kind of his interpretation of the chord structures and that. So
yeah, he's quite a player, isn't he?
Oh, he's not bad, was he? Yeah.
He's pretty good. I would let him on the open stage, put it that way.
Oh, aye.
Now, Karen, how did you and Martin come to the band?
Originally, John had a gypsy band made up of quite a few musicians. Martin and I were playing just in Ayrshire with different music and different musicians. And we met John and were invited to come and to join in with the gypsy band. And it just really worked. It was just great fun. And there's also a lovely friendship. John's talked about Anne's Waltz. Anne Duffy is just a star of a lady, and everybody just got on so well. Then we started to play. Ian has known John for a while. I don't know, John will tell you that. I don't know. They've played together in other stages in other places. The four of us played together, and it just clicked. It just gelled. It worked and was such a happy sound and such a happy thing to be part of that we've loved it.
Excellent. It comes through over in the music, of course. But the actual, well, sometimes when you watch artists, it doesn't look as if they're actually enjoying themselves, but you do. You look as if you're enjoying
it. Oh, we do. We have an absolute hoot.
That I can well believe. Sad to say what your last track is, and that's Last Train to Bratislava. Or Bratislava.
Uh-huh.
Where did that come about from?
It's a tune I've always had in my head, and I'd never had a title for it. And I saw this lovely old picture of a steam train that was being decommissioned in Bratislava, and I thought, what a lovely title for an album, and wouldn't it be lovely to be on that train on its last journey?
Oh, fantastic. That's very emotive. You can just see that. I know another Last Train that was written in a journey back from Greenock, would you believe? But steam trains, definitely. They're wonderful contraptions, and it's sad to see them go. So I'm delighted you wrote. What a tune for a steam train. That's brilliant.
Boy.
Now, I want to thank you so much indeed for being with us on the Danny Kyle Open Stage. Have you got any gigs coming up? There will be a festival in the offing with them in July.
Yeah, well, we've got Doonfest coming up in July, which is in Dalrymple. Obviously, Doonfest didn't happen in 2020 or 2021. But yes, we've got everything crossed, fingers, toes, ears, you name it, it's crossed. And Doonfest will hopefully be going ahead as usual in the at the banks of the River Doon, and the Cafe Orchestra will be kicking everything off at the start of the festival. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, I hope to get to see you live again.
That would be great.
In the not too distant future. I want to thank you again for your music. It's brilliant. It's uplifting. It's great fun. And you obviously enjoy yourselves doing it. So it's wonderful that you've come to the Danny Kyle Open Stage. Can I wish you onward safe journeys and keep the magic music going.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your hard work.
I didn't get your call today, didn't get your letter, didn't rise till way beyond midday. I don't manage very well when you're not here to cast your spell. My mind is far away. All you left me here are debts. You even stole my cigarettes. You've taken all that we once had. If anyone should see her, tell her that I still need her, but tell her I'm barking mad.
Thank you.
name. Didn't get your letter, didn't rise till way beyond midday. I don't manage very well when you're not here to cast your spell. My mind is far away. All you've left me here are debts. You even stole my cigarettes. You've taken all that we once had. If anyone should see her, tell her that I still need her. But tell her I'm barking mad. Barking mad. Barking mad. Django. Nobody played it quite like him. No one can play guitar like Django. Django is the king of gypsy swing. You can sit and play everything you've learned, but you're sure to get your fingers burnt if you try to imitate the man who give you that gypsy swing. He's the greatest teacher ever you'll get, but there's just one thing you can't forget. Django taught his guitar how to sing. No one can play guitar like Django. Nobody played it quite like him. No one can play guitar like Django. Django is the king of gypsy swing. Thank you. one can play guitar like Django. Nobody played it quite like him. No one can play guitar like Django. Django is the king of gypsy swing.